Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now on WRAL. The man in charge of Durham's budget has died. What a city council member revealed overnight about John Allure as we push for more answers.
And new this morning, the Storm Prediction Center has expanded our level one risk for severe storms through the Triangle area for tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline for tomorrow's storms. And we'll look at the impact of the weather on two big events this weekend, the Dreamville Music Festival in Dix Park and the season opener for the Durham Bulls.
Also, the next steps for Donald Trump as he becomes the first former president to face criminal charges. Straight up 6 o'clock on your Friday morning here. We're point towards the weekend with a lot happening. We're going to get you in the know here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us. We made it to Friday. We'll see on and off showers throughout the day. Tomorrow is a WRAL weather alert day. And meteorologist Elizabeth Garner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to walk us through the impacts when we have so many outdoor plans this weekend.
This is one of the reasons that we have that WRAL weather alert day for tomorrow is the potential for some strong storms. And that potential was expanded early this morning. So it does include the Triangle and pretty much the entire viewing area. There are just a few counties that are left out of it. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat, and this is likely to start around 10 o'clock and last until around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's not going to affect Dreamville for the entire day tomorrow, but winds will be gusting 35 to 45 miles per hour with the potential for some 50 mile per hour gusts, and that will be a big impact. Of course, as the thunderstorms are moving through, if there's lightning, that's very dangerous for people who will be outside. And then, of course, there's the rain part, which is just going to make it very muddy tomorrow. 81 is going to be the high temperature around the middle of the afternoon. Let's take a look at today because we've added some rain to the forecast today as well. We do have clouds that will roll in. You can see some light scattered showers there at noon. We could see a shower at any point during the afternoon. You could see another round that rolls through during the evening and then potentially a little bit of a break. And then once we get into early tomorrow morning, we start to see some more rounds of rain. But this is the main event, the line of thunderstorms that starts to approach us around 10. It's moving right across the viewing area at noon. And then the storms are mainly out of our area around 2 or 3. We see some gradual clearing, but it's still going to be windy with some gusts up to 40 to maybe 50 miles per hour, even through the afternoon and evening. Here's a live look at Dix Park right now. You can see everything's all lit up as they're getting their preps done. 51 is our current temperature, so it's a lot warmer than it was this time yesterday. It's 41 in Goldsboro. That's our cool spot, 48 Southern Pines and 46 degrees in Roxboro. Hour by hour, we'll climb into the 60s at lunchtime, and it'll be a nice mild afternoon at 74, but it will be cloudy with a few isolated showers. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, on this Friday morning, thankfully everything is looking great here in the traffic world. You can see cars moving along smoothly. This is a live look right now, I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. No concerns, but of course, as Elizabeth was mentioning, maybe a few light showers could wet those roadways this afternoon. Otherwise, the major approaches right now into the city of Raleigh and Durham are looking great. No crashes to speak of here. We'll have another update for you in about 10 minutes.
With breaking news we're following this morning, we learned just before midnight that the city of Durham's budget director, John Allure, has died. A city councilman shared that news on social media. WRL's Naya Harden is live in Durham this morning after this tragic news for the city. Naya, still a lot of questions with this one.
That's right. And council member Leonardo Williams, he tweeted saying that the city has lost a superstar. Budget director John Allure is who he is talking about. And Williams also talked about how Allure died. He said that he died from a bike crash. Now, we have reached out to law enforcement to get more information about this several times. We're still waiting to hear back. John Allure was promoted to budget director in 2021. According to the City of Durham website, he worked for the city for nearly 25 years. He was also an author and the first graduate of NC State's Justice Administration program. He spent years writing about and searching for the person who killed his sister in Canada back in the 1970s. A special on that story was set to air tonight in Canada. Allure's death comes at a time when the city is already dealing with a lot of strife. Right now, there is an active investigation. The FBI is looking into one of the council members. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Durham.
I'm Michael Grace in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Zebulon, where police have cleared the scene of a shooting that happened on the 100 block of West Barbie Street. And this happened at around 8:30 last night. Neighbors in the area told WRAL they heard 6 to 7 gunshots and saw a group of people get into a car and flee the scene. Police say one person was injured and taken to the hospital. Wendell police also assisting in this investigation and say a car crashed into one of their patrol cars that was on scene. Luckily, no one inside at the time. Right now, I'm still working to learn more from police about who the shooter is. In Zebulon, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're tracking the next steps this morning for Donald Trump as he becomes the first former president to ever face criminal charges. The indictment against him won't be unsealed until next week. But sources tell CNN he faces more than 30 counts, some of them felonies related to business fraud. This is linked to his alleged role in paying hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to cover up an affair during his presidential campaign. Here's what happens now. Trump is set to be arraigned in a New York courtroom Tuesday. Normal protocol calls for him to be fingerprinted, photographed, and even handcuffed. Trump will likely be released after that until his next court date.
This indictment prompted a strong response from Republicans who call the charges politically motivated. Protesters gathered in support of Trump outside his Florida estate overnight. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who was convicted on separate charges linked to the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels, had this to say about the indictment.
You know, I always call this the Capone theory, the Al Capone theory. They couldn't get him on murder, extortion, racketeering, bootlegging, etc. They got him on tax evasion. If that crime, Don, was enough for me to be charged, fined, convicted, and sent to prison, why am I any different than Donald Trump?
Well, Trump posted on social media last night calling the charges evidence of corruption. He says he still plans to run for president in 2024. And we have a lot more to cover in this huge case against former President Trump. Ahead in 10 minutes, hear from a criminal law professor at North Carolina Central University on what he thinks will happen next in this investigation.
Final preparations are underway for the Dreamville Music Festival this weekend in Dix Park. That means some changes you need to know about and what will happen if severe storms roll through. WRL's Laura Levine is live at Dix Park this morning. Laura, so many people looking forward to this festival, but we want them to be prepared for the weather.
Definitely. Good morning, Renee. Well, starting today, the entire park here at Dix Park is closed as festival organizers continue to put the final touches on the setup. As you can see right now, we are live outside the box office, but it is safe to say that this will be a rain or shine event. Organizers with Dreamville Festival are preparing for wet and windy weather this weekend that may cause safety concerns for fans and employees. The city of Raleigh and festival organizers say they are monitoring the weather conditions for Saturday. They tell us there are plans in place for inclement weather that would be activated as needed based on conditions. Many people tell us they still expect some big crowds out here.
We got big artists coming to our state. Usually, you know, our state isn't too popular when it comes to concerts. People will still go. They like the hype. They like the excitement.
Festival organizers say they are still optimistic about the weather. However, there are some factors that would play into the event being delayed or even canceled, that including those high winds, lightning, and standing water here on the field. So just be sure to continue checking that forecast throughout the weekend. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Laura, thank you. And here's what you need to know about parking for Dreamville. The shuttle for the festival is sold out. Parking is available on NC State Centennial Campus. The cost will be $60 a day.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, Finland is going to be joining NATO in the coming days. Turkey just approved it today, putting an end to months of delays. The Turkish parliament voted unanimously in favor of Finland's membership today. Turkey was the last NATO member to approve Finland's accession. All 30 NATO members have now ratified the membership. NATO Secretary General Hans Stoltenberg actually took to Twitter today to say, "I welcome the vote of the Grand National Assembly of Turkey to complete the ratification of Finland's accession. This will make the whole NATO family stronger and safer."
Crowds will fill the stands tonight at the DBAP, where you are looking live right now. The defending AAA national champs, the Durham Bulls, have their season opener tonight with a matchup against the Norfolk Tides. We checked for you this morning, and there are just a few tickets left. You'll see changes to the DBAP this year as well. There's a new batting tunnel, renovated locker rooms, and even a new hallway featuring the history of the Bulls. We'll have full coverage starting today at 5 here on WREL. Our own Pat Welter will be there covering the game. And you can watch the Bulls play tonight on your TV, WREL News Plus, just after 6:30. That's Channel 34 over the air and Channel 1257 on Spectrum Cable.
10 minutes after 6 right now on your Friday, actress Gwyneth Paltrow is cleared of wrongdoing. The big jury ruling in a case over a skiing crash that made national headlines. Plus,
he was everything that a father could possibly ask for a son to be.
A Wayne County father mourns his son, who was killed in a helicopter crash while serving with the U.S. Army.
And new this morning, the National Weather Service has expanded the level one risk to include most of our counties for tomorrow. We're going to talk more about the timeline for our WREL Severe Weather Alert Day coming up.
Listen to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13. New this morning, the Storm Prediction Center has expanded our level one risk of severe weather for tomorrow to include the Triangle area. So it now covers almost the entire viewing area. Damaging wind will be the biggest threat, and I'm going to walk you through the timeline for those storms tomorrow coming up in just a little bit. We take a look outside right now. Everything's quiet. We will see increasing clouds. It's a little warmer than it was yesterday, but still jacket weather. 46 in Rocky Mount, 51 in Durham, and 47 degrees right now in Fayetteville. So heading out the door, I got a jacket's probably just fine. You may want to grab your raincoat as well, because we will see some isolated showers today. We'll see those on and off starting as early as lunchtime. When the kids get out of school, it's going to be warm with temperatures in the mid-70s, but it will be mostly cloudy with a few showers. I'll show you the timeline for today's rain coming up. Anthony?
Elizabeth, right now everything is looking great here traffic-wise. All the major approaches into the city of Raleigh looking great. No issues showing up as far as any crashes are concerned. Here is a live look, I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. Roads are nice and dry. Everything moving along smoothly. We'll continue to watch it, though, here as we go throughout this morning. But for now, looking great here traffic-wise.
Anthony, thanks. More coverage now of the indictment against former President Donald Trump.
We spoke with North Carolina Central University's criminal law professor Irving Joyner, and he said the next step is to wait for the indictment to be unsealed when Trump is in court, and there will be more waiting after that.
This is a case that is being highly politicized, unnecessarily so. We need to wait and see exactly what the charges are and what evidence there is to support that before we start reaching conclusions as to the finality in this case.
Professor Joyner emphasized the importance of prosecutors avoiding missteps of any kind in this case because of the close scrutiny coming from the people watching it.
A Wayne County man tells WREL his son was one of nine soldiers killed in that military helicopter crash in Kentucky. Caleb Gore was a paramedic with the 101st Airborne Division.
He died when the Black Hawk helicopter he was in collided with another helicopter during a training mission. His father says Caleb was a hardworking, honest man who loved the Army.
And Caleb's wife is 3 months pregnant with their first child. The family learned just yesterday that she's having a boy. Now the family is remembering the hero they lost.
He was honest and was humble, and he was everything that a father could possibly ask for a son to be. And I mean that with all of my heart.
Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina shared his condolences for the family. He said, "The situation is heartbreaking," in a post that he shared to Twitter.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow has been cleared of any wrongdoing for the 2016 ski crash that injured a man in Utah. A jury ruled yesterday Terry Sanderson was at fault for this crash, not Paltrow.
Sanderson was suing Paltrow for $300,000, accusing her of reckless skiing that caused her to run into him from behind. He says he suffered four broken ribs, a concussion, and lasting brain damage.
The Wayne County town of Seven Springs is getting grant money to help revitalize itself. Officials will announce two grants during a briefing today.
The town is on the banks of the Neuse River and has been devastated by flooding from hurricanes, including Florence. The announcement is scheduled to happen at noon. This weekend's big story might be the Dreamville Music Festival in Raleigh. It's not the only way to get out and about.
Here are some other weekend best bets for you. Easter, just a week away, and that means all those egg hunts. Durham Central Park is hosting a Glow Extravaganza hunt from 5 to 7 this evening. Free and open to the public. Town of Garner will hold its spring extravaganza at Lake Benson Park tomorrow from 10 to noon. Carrboro, Fuquay Arena, and Wake Forest all have Easter egg hunts planned for tomorrow.
The Tacos and Taps Festival is happening tomorrow at Carey's Coca Booth Amphitheater. This is an all-you-care-to-taste beer and tequila festival. There will also be tacos, Mexican food, and live music, plus a hot pepper eating contest. Tickets range from $25 to $75.
A comedy legend is in town this weekend as well. Actor and comedian Tracy Morgan will bring his No Disrespect tour to Raleigh Improv this weekend. Shows are tonight through Sunday. Tickets are still available. You can read more about these events on WRL.com. Just search Out and About. Some of those inside, some of those outside. A lot going on this weekend for both. And, you know, you're going to have to tiptoe your way through some of the weather situations.
Well, and that's because storms and severe weather will be out and about this weekend as well. First, let's get a look at what's happening today. We will see some rain, Elizabeth.
We are likely to see some scattered showers starting around noon, and those will be with us on and off through the afternoon into the evening. And then finally, that big line of thunderstorms comes through starting mid-morning to, say, early to mid-afternoon tomorrow. I'm a little bit worried about some of those Easter egg hunts. In Goldsboro, it's nice and quiet. We do have some cloud cover. You can begin to see the daylight there near the horizon. You can tell there are a few clouds out there right now. We will see increasing clouds today. It'll be fairly gray by lunchtime. Apex, Chapel Hill here, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And, of course, there is our Fayetteville newsroom there on Hay Street. So we do have a WRL weather alert day for tomorrow. We'll see winds gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour. And for Dreamville, that, of course, could affect some of the tents of the stages. We'll have that line of thunderstorms coming through. Anybody who's outside while that line of storms is coming through will be in danger of being struck by lightning. And then just the rain, of course, impacts for Dreamville will be just making it very muddy. But it's definitely going to be a very messy day for us on Saturday. Level one severe weather threat. And that's been expanded. Yesterday, it was just for our southeastern counties, but early this morning, the Storm Prediction Center expanded it to include almost the entire viewing area. Damaging winds will be the biggest threat from those storms, but of course, lightning as well. We take a look at the big picture. Here comes our cold front. It looks pretty quiet ahead of that cold front right now, but parts of the Midwest are under a level four risk for severe storms. Look at this. A couple of pockets, one west of Chicago and one right here, just smack in the middle of the country, including Memphis. Damaging winds and tornadoes, of course, a big threat for folks there as we get through the day today. After that, of course, we're in that level one risk for Saturday. I guess we can be thankful for that, but still could make for some very messy conditions. This morning, we're seeing increasing clouds across the area. A few isolated showers there at lunchtime, and then on through the afternoon and evening, we could see an isolated shower at any point. Futurecast shows that wave of rain coming through between 7 and 9, and then potentially a little break overnight, but early in the morning, that rain begins to move back in, and by 10 a.m., we see that line starting to move into our viewing area. It's sitting right across the middle of the viewing area at noon, and by 2 or 3, it's out of here, and then we'll start to see some clearing behind it. But even behind the front, it is going to be windy with those gusts up to, say, 40, maybe even isolated 50 miles per hour. How much rainfall? Likely to be around a quarter of an inch with this. Of course, that's going to make for some muddy conditions at Dreamville, but that may be the least of the worries with the windy conditions and the lightning that will come through. 81 degrees for Saturday. Sunday is quiet, 67 with mostly sunny skies. After a cooler day on Sunday, our temperatures rebound into the 80s for Tuesday and Wednesday. We could have a line of thunderstorms again on Thursday. Anthony?
Elizabeth, right now, virtually no delays showing up on I-40. There's just a very slight one there, NC-42 to I-440, but otherwise looking great here. Everything is in the green. We check out here the major approaches into the city of Durham. Everything showing up great. No delays here, as well as in the city of Raleigh. No crashes to speak of, but we'll continue to watch it here as we go throughout your Friday morning.
Thanks, Anthony. A warning for Netflix users. How a big change in the company will affect how many new movies you'll see on the streaming platform in the coming year.
Plus, what new documents are revealing about a possible motive for the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history?
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
If you're frustrated by the options for movies on Netflix, get ready for more disappointment.
Yeah, here's what's trending this morning. The company announced late last night it's making some big cutbacks. So that means fewer Netflix original movies in the year ahead. Keep in mind, Netflix already releases more movies per year than any other Hollywood company. But officials say they want to focus now on quality, not quantity as much. And didn't they just raise rates what people have to pay? Recently.
Yeah, they changed the subscription plans. Yeah, so that may be disappointing to some. But look, there are so much content on Netflix. I'm sure that you'll be able to find something to fill the void.
Always something out there.
Some tennis legends are trading their rackets in for pickleball paddles. John McEnroe, Andre Agassi, Andy Roddick, and Michael Chang. You remember those names. Will play in a tournament Sunday in Florida, and they'll be competing for a split of a $1 million prize. I mean, pickleball is huge. I mean, it's sweeping the country, including Jeff Hogan, who's tried it out.
You can't find a court around the triangle, right? on the weekends. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty busy. Leagues and everything else. And big name people are buying teams and all this stuff. So they're just putting more, more emphasis on it. The paddles instead of the rackets. I'm going to convert you.
I know. I play tennis, but I haven't converted yet. I'm afraid it's going to ruin my tennis game.
No. No, you'll be fine.
It's easier on the joints.
We'll get Elizabeth in, and Elizabeth and I'll take on you and Ken. Okay. How's that? Tennis versus pickleball.
All right.
Sorry, Elizabeth, I just threw you in there.
Jeff, you don't know what you've done. I will be terrible at it. We have much more news to tell you about. Big news from the North Carolina Zoo. They're expecting a giraffe calf. The proud parents are Jack and Leia. They're sticking closely together, spending more time in the barn, awaiting the baby's arrival. Zoo officials say because the proud parents will be nesting for a bit, you may miss them if you come to the giraffe deck over the next few weeks.
Tonight, we'll find out who will square off for the NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship. The tournament's semifinals tip off tonight in Dallas. 7 o'clock is Virginia Tech and LSU, and after that, South Carolina and Iowa will play for the other spot in the title game, and the championship game will be played Sunday afternoon.
New this morning, the Storm Prediction Center has expanded our level one risk for severe storms for Saturday to include the Triangle area and most of the viewing area as well. Coming up, we'll walk through the timeline for Saturday and what you need to know about our WREL Weather Alert Day.
And all eyes are on the forecast for this weekend when it comes to Dreamville Festival, as organizers are putting the final touches on the setup here. I'll explain how organizers say the show will still go on.